There is no code name for the war on suicide, but the National Guard is dedicating a significant effort to fighting the enemy within. Major Amy Price oversees the Guard's suicide prevention programs.
You know, we're having one of our worst years for suicide. Often people relate to the suicides in the military to those who have deployed, but what we're seeing is the majority of our suicides have not. Those soldiers have not deployed.
Since last December, 5 active guardsmen ended their lives. They face some of the same financial and relationship problems that Iowa civilians cope with.
One of the biggest things that we're doing, just trying to decrease the stigma of asking for help, and we have a lot of resources out there for those who are struggling.
Chaplain Gary Seeloff says the losses have been tough for soldiers to deal with.
Yeah, I think it's harder than a combat loss, honestly, because it's something that the person intentionally did, and then the questions are raised of why didn't we see it coming? Couldn't we have done something to prevent it? And sometimes you just don't see it coming at all. I think it's harder, definitely, than a combat loss.
Chaplain Seeloff says every soldier is aware of the threat. Suicide awareness is confronted openly, with emphasis on training, identifying the symptoms, and getting help for those endangered. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.